brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Oh, yes, it is sipping time, and welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Yeah, fact. That's a fact.
We are
not,
the...
Not, this, yeah. Not 3 a.m., but 2 a.m.
No, there's a guy on 3 a.m. that talks about ancient Hungarian cabinet making, just blows us out of the water, so that's why we have to stick to 2.
True. Yep.
Well, this is a one-hour show that has accidentally been entertaining on at least maybe one occasion.
Nope, not even. Nope.
We are still banned in North Korea. Dear leader doesn't like us. Myanmar also does not like us. State
Always
of Alabama,
be
which
me.
Is pretty much the axis of evil between those three. And the local church after that unfortunate misunderstanding with Brent. You know, when the preacher says, everyone is welcome and come as you are, he means you know, you're supposed to have pants.
I think God accepts me however I am.
I agree, Brent. I agree.
Pants,
rock on.
Pants or no pants.
I know. A special spot for people like you, that's for sure. Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
Thanks for having me. I like to call this one the Spit Bucket episode.
Absolutely. And Made Man Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Excited to be here.
I'm excited to be here.
Sounds like Mr. Snuffleupagus. Oh, bird. Hey, good old boy, Justin.
Good morning, Bob. Today is always like Christmas and New Year's Eve rolled into one for me.
Okay, well, I'll take that. Yeah. That works. So, well, Brent, Maury, and myself are with the Bourbon Mafia. The Bourbon Mafia is a nonprofit organization composed of bourbon enthusiasts and industry professionals with representation in 8 states and 2 countries and 2 continents. Our members combine a love of bourbon with a passion for charitable work. The group uses their love of our native spirit to raise money for local and national charities through rare bottle auctions and other themed events. You can check them out on Facebook at The Bourbon Mafia. We are also sponsored in part by the Fort Lauderdale Whiskey Society. To find out more about the society and the events that we used to have before COVID, I'm so bored with COVID at this point, you can visit them at ftlws.com. And our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything else that you can drink. And today's show is our favorite show, the show that we all look forward to.
Do you mind telling me what this is all about, mister?
Sure, Captain. This is our first fall annual bourbon release show of the season. And this is the one that we always look forward to because this is when all the good stuff, this is when all the unicorns come out that you're not going to get unless you hit the lottery and you've got a big pocket full of money. But live vicariously through us, guys, because tonight, this is a good night. So anyway, here's the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. So from Old Forester, we have brand new. It just came out the other day. The Old Forester 150th Anniversary Bourbon. We have batch number 1 of 3. From the 2020 Buffalo Trace Antique Collection, we have the Thomas H. Randy Rye. We have the Sazerac 18-year Rye. The Eagle Rare 17-year. We have the William LaRue Weller. And the George T. Stagg.
This show really is going to suck, isn't it?
Yeah. You want to just call it a day? Let's just talk about sports. Yeah. And from Four Roses, we have the Four Roses 2020 Limited Edition Small Batch.
So, I think you just tipped us over the edge with that one.
And I can't tell you how much I love my job. So let's have Justin tell us a little bit about our sips ratings.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. This is Adam Ritz from Yacht Rock Radio, because let's face it, if you're drinking this bourbon, you're on a yacht. Today,
I'm officially creeped out.
Today, we're going to discuss these sips ratings. 1, Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Ganga Din, water. Ganga Din, bring water. Bring water.
Two sips. Nice. But what else do you have?
Isn't that nice?
Why do we even have one and two sips today?
I'll just have it.
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my! I was unaware anything could be this good.
I'm officially creeped out.
Oh my goodness!
You know what he sounds like? Yacht Rock? He sounds like the yacht captain for Jeffrey Epstein. So he sounds right.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. All right. Moving on. Well, like I said, fall was an exciting time for bourbon lovers, as many of the distilleries release their high-end limited editions around this time. It's not uncommon to see folks camping out overnight in front of liquor stores, not so much now, but in normal times, in front of the liquor stores, halfway around the building, in parking lots at distillery gift shops for days on end, just in hope that maybe you can score one, just one of these unicorns that we're going to have tonight, and we have seven of them. So, yeah, life is good. So let's get started. We're going to have Brent tell us a little bit about our first whiskey from Old Forester.
Thanks, Bob. Our first whiskey is the Old Forester 150th Anniversary Bourbon, batch 1 of 3. It comes in at 125.6 proof, or 62.8% ABV, and it's comprised of 46 barrels. Ooh, yeah. I think they said they had 50 barrels, but like three of them were dry or something, or 49 barrels.
They picked 150 barrels, which is a day's production, just like they did with the birthday bourbon.
Yeah.
And Jackie said that three of them were empty, so 147 split up into three batches.
So in 1870, George Gavin Brown changed the spirits industry forever when he sealed and sold Old Forester exclusively in a glass bottle. Each bottle was adorned with his signature, a personal guarantee of the brand's quality and consistency. In anticipation of the 150th anniversary of Old Forester, 150 barrels representing a single day's production were chosen by master distiller Chris Morris for this limited release product. The resulting aged liquid was personally and individually tasted by master taster Jackie Zycan and separated by hand into three distinct batches, differing in proof and flavor profile. So the color on this, you got this nice burnished copper color, a 1970s copper.
Glow around the rim.
It's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. On the nose, first thing I get right off the bat, I get some peaches, I get some cherries, a little bit of maple syrup, some little bit of fruit on there. On the palate, bam. Just hits you with this fruit, all that fruit, those
fruit bomb.
Oh my God, all those, everything. It's like you get apples, peaches, plums, apricots. It's just overwhelming on your mouth, on your palate. Get a little bit of baking spice on there is to finish it off, and then the finish just get some. It's like a vanilla graham cracker, and that spice comes back around. It just lasts forever. You get a little bit of peppermint right on the end. Mm-hmm. Just beautiful. It's just a beautiful bourbon.
The number of bottles is about similar to this year's birthday bourbon release. So it's not as unicorn-y as some of the ones we're going to have tonight, but it's still relatively difficult to find. They laid this down. They laid these barrels down specifically in advance for their 150th birthday. And they were going to have a huge celebration. I think it was going to be in July, but COVID sort of put a halt onto that. So they finally got to the point where they said, well, okay, let's release it. And I'm dying to try the other two batches.
Trying this one, it's like, well.
What'd you think, Maury?
I agree. I mean, I couldn't said it any better. I think it's a beautiful whiskey. It's a gorgeous color. It's got an amazing nose. and the palate really delivers everything that the nose suggests. It's just layers and layers. I agree. It's the fruitiest bourbon that I've had in quite some time. I love the fact that it's there's just so these different layers of all these different tropical fruits. I agree, the finish just goes on and on. So it'd be really fun to compare it to the other two batches, since she's reported that they're going to be a little bit different in terms of character, yeah, flavor, and profile.
This is the one that she also, when she was describing them on the Zoom call we were on Monday, was number one is the fruit bomb. And that was the one we had. And I'm like, yeah, you think? it's like getting hit with a truck full of fruit. So
yeah. Yeah, so really excellent job. Well done. And do we have any idea how old they are, these barrels?
It's a non-age statement. So right. They alluded to some ages, but kind of didn't want to release any information on that. So I don't care.
No. I was just curious how many years ago.
They didn't say don't do it or we'll find you and
how many
you.
Years ago they laid yeah. down. Obviously this was some planning, and I'm not sure if they started this planning 10 yeah. years ago or
it was a little less than 10 yeah. I believe, but man, it didn't need another day. it's
delicious.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So Justin,
fabulous.
Justin.
So
I want you to feel like you can tell me anything, okay?
So I got some pepper on the nose, and I really enjoyed all those notes, and then reminded me of like breakfast, and the palate reminded me of kind of like lunch. You got like the fruit bombs and the figs, and then the finish is like dessert with the graham crackers and the little mint you get right before you get out the door. What did you think, Brent?
Exactly.
It's like
beautiful.
It's like a fig noon.
Very well rounded.
Yeah. It's almost like a fig noon.
Yeah.
You know, it's very well rounded. That's the whole thing. And the nice
we're gonna
finish.
Rate it five sips for the Old Forester 150th anniversary. Yes! Yes!
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of the rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we are in the middle of our favorite show of the year, the one that we look forward to all year, our first of our fall release bourbon shows. We just finished talking about the Old Forester 150th anniversary bourbon, not the birthday bourbon, the 150th anniversary bourbon, just literally came out 2 days ago, not even out in the stores yet, and absolutely fantastic five sips for that one. So we're starting off right. This is not a bad show. So
can you pass that spit bucket?
So we're gonna be changing distilleries now, and we're gonna moving on to the other side of the state. We're gonna be going to Buffalo Trace and their annual antique collection. So let's have Moria tell us about our first whiskey from them.
Thank you, Bob. Our first whiskey is the Thomas H. Handy Sazerac Straight Rye Whiskey, coming in at 64.5% ABV or 129 proof for those of you who are mathematically challenged. Last year's release earned the Chairman's Trophy, scoring 99 points at the Ultimate Spirits Challenge. This year's Handy was distilled in the spring of 2014, aged in warehouses K, M, and N on the 3rd, 9th, and 5th floors. 32% of it was lost to evaporation. That's a big angel share.
Yeah, for 6 years?
For 6 years.
Yeah. Once you stop thinking of this, you've had 6-year bourbon that you went, man, that's a little young.
Yeah.
It's not the time.
That's it.
It's time and location and quality of product.
That's 100% correct. And I think this underscores it. Handy is not known for being super old.
No,
but
never
it is. But it's an amazing whiskey. And it just proves that 6 years is more than enough. So this year's whiskey is 6 years and 2 months old. It's got a beautiful burnished copper color. It's got a unbelievable nose. There's just so much going on in that nose. Ah, you could just sit there and just enjoy that nose. You've got every layers and layers on the nose. Big flavor. I would say it does not drink hot, although some may find it hot. I think it's just beautiful.
Sorry.
Beautiful, full of flavor. There's definitely cinnamon, anise, honey, baking spice, toffee. I mean, you name it, and you can dig deep and find it on the palate. And then the finish just goes on and on and on and on and on. Fantastic whiskey. It's been a sleeper in the past. A lot of people, I think, underappreciated the Handy. We've always been pretty big fans of Handy, and this year's release does not disappoint. It's just a phenomenal whiskey. Brent?
Yeah, the nose is...
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
It makes every place tingle. The nose, you get that vanilla. I get the, like, white pepper on it. It's just, you come across on the palate, then you get that, the cinnamon, that vanilla, the honey. It's just, you wouldn't put this out as a rye, like as your typical rye.
No, it's not a typical rye.
It's not, and it's because it's so well balanced that the ryes. A lot of them, you just get that rye punch, and it comes to you. And this is so well balanced that it's beautiful. I love it.
Full of flavor. Is amped up to 11.
Yep. They know what they're doing.
It always is with this. It's the nice thing about the Handy is years ago when you couldn't find the others on the shelf.
You could find the Handy.
This was the one I could always find. The others had better publicity or something. I don't know, but I could still find this on the shelf, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And I'm like, that's fine. I no problem. I'll just take this.
Yeah.
It's just caramel and just sweet and like sugar syrup and just sweet, sweet, sweet. But on the palate, it's just this explosion of baking spice and cinnamon and just like dark Manuka honey. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't really get all that sweetness on the nose. It's just
right on the tip of my nose is where I get it. What do you think, Justin?
Well, rye typically is the thing you think of when you go up to the bar in Old Western and you get that nondescript bottle and then you just get it down and it's rough. This one is so well balanced, so smooth. You could have this like in the finest restaurants anywhere in the world and you'd be thrilled. It's like rye tamed.
Yeah, well, that's just like your opinion, man.
And the nose and the finish really are perfectly balanced, and super happy with this. What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, that's what it was. It's just a great balanced rye. I know.
Well, we're gonna be rating the Thomas Handy Sazerac Straight Rye Whiskey 2020 edition of the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection. A well deserved 5 sips.
Yes.
All right, so we're gonna move on to the next expression from the BTEC, and we're gonna have Justin tell us about that one.
So our next product is Sazerac 18 Year Kentucky Straight Rye Whiskey. If you drank a few, it's dry, but it normally should be straight. It's 45% alcohol by volume. It's 90 proof. The barrels for this release were filled in the spring of 2002, and it rested on the third floor of Warehouse K, and 76.9% was lost to evaporation. And this was 18 years and 4 months old.
That is some old whiskey.
It is, especially for a rye.
Especially for anything coming out of Kentucky. There's not a lot that's 18 years plus.
Yeah.
I got a beautiful cream soda color on this. On the nose, I got nice malt notes. And the palate started off rough, but with air, it got really nice. And the finish, I found, was a little bitter. I'm going to revisit it
now. Did you say better or bitter?
Bitter. It was a little bitter.
Army tear in spirit.
Anguish is hard, yeah.
And it's still bitter. What did you think, Bob?
This one, the nose on it is very muted. I mean, I get sort of vanilla cream. I get the little bit of cherries on the tip of the nose, but it's not. Yeah, it's a little bit of almost a floral hint to it, but there's not a lot of nose on it. But on the palate, it's almost, it's like, what about a caramel, sort of like a creamy coffee, some very light oak, a little bit of herbal note to it on the back palate. This one opened up, the finish opened up definitely on it with just a drop of water, just a tiny little drop. But, you know, fine whiskey. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, you really, on the palate, you really get that oak from the barrel. It really comes through on this one. This is, you know, that age definitely shows on this because of the, and so that's, so it's almost a little bit off-putting with when you first try it. It needs a couple drops of water to kind of mellow it out.
It definitely opened it up.
Yeah, bring out that coffee and
when I first tried it, I was almost disappointed until I put the water in it.
Yes.
I wasn't sure if it was water. I'm sorry, Brent. I didn't think it was water or air or the combination. But I would agree. Right out of the bottle, it wasn't quite ready for prime time.
Yeah, it was a little oaky on the... It just needed a little something. And that water really kind of did it to it, you know, so it made it very nice.
I think, you know, yeah, it's almost got that smell of damp wood on the nose. Kind of musty, woody, damp.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it was on a low floor, too, so.
Well, and it's in your...
Well, you got it. 18 years, you cannot put it in the angel's roost. You'd have 90% angel's hair.
You wouldn't have anything. It'd be bone dry.
Right.
It had been bone dry at year 10. So, I mean,
think about that loss.
90 proof, too. So, yeah. I mean, it's not... You know, but yeah, it's very, you know, there's such a difference in contrast between the two ryes. Mm. You know, they're not as similar in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they're meant to be different.
Well, right, I mean, in the old days when Sazerac was the old tank Sazerac, you know, that was always different from the Saz, or from the Handy. But this one, I mean, obviously this is no longer tank because, I mean, it was 2002.
Yeah.
But, you know, an entirely different animal altogether than what we've had last year and the year before for Saz. You know, a very interesting direction for it, and it's very interesting just to see how different it is. And again, here you've got one that's 18 years, and you would expect it would be so concentrated, it would be like literally smacking you in the face, and it's just so laid back and so subtle.
And I think that's because of the 90 proof. Yeah.
And I agree.
Yeah, I think that's
the lowest proof of the batch.
I think that's
today.
On purpose. Everything. Yeah, but it just eases into you. Whereas the Handy is more, you know, grab you by the scruff of the neck sort of thing. So
I would be concerned if this was at barrel proof. As much as we like higher proof, full strength, this might be like chewing on 2x4.
Exactly. I don't think that's what I'm saying. I think this was purposefully, you know, I mean, there's a reason this is at 90. So
yeah, they did. But, they proofed it right.
Of course, everyone at this table was an idiot. We'd all want to try it straight out of the barrel because, you know, we're that curious and we're that geeky.
Well, why not?
So, yeah, exactly. It's like, hey, it's coming out in chunks. That's fine. Put a chunk in a glass. Get out of the way.
Black teeth are fine.
Yeah, I don't care. It's the first time I dropped something out of a barrel and got black teeth out of it. Yeah, so, you know, that's fine.
It's just flavor. Those are just little flavor pellets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what those are, you know.
Well, we're going to be rating the Sazerac 18-Year Kentucky Straight Rye Whiskey. 4 sips.
That's classified.
All right, so we're going to move on to number 3 in the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection, and we're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks. Our next product is the Eagle Rare 17-Year Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 50.5% ABV or 101 proof.
The 2019 release of this bourbon was named the best of category at the Los Angeles International Spirits Competition. That was a good release last year.
Yeah.
That was pretty stellar. This year's release was distilled in spring of 2002 and aged on the first floor of Warehouse P with 59% loss to evaporation. This is 18 years, 3 months. Mm. You know, it's... So it's getting up there.
I'm so happy that they boosted the proof to the 101. Yeah, well, that was a great move when they did that.
Again, this has got that burnished copper color, just beautiful. Looks great in the glass.
We got a little rule back home. If it's brown, drink it down.
You know, on the nose, I get that vanilla right off the bat. The vanilla, a little bit of cherries, get a little bit. You know, it's just nose is just beautiful. It's just sweet. It's just like a sweet. It's like you can't wait to get in it after taking on the nose. And the palate, it follows up that vanilla and caramel. You get a little bit of the wood in there of the oak. You get some peppers, a little bit of herbs, and then finish. Oh, the finish doesn't stop. It's like it just goes on and on. Then it just kind of recycles, and you get some of the cherries and vanilla cream again, and it's beautiful. This is this might be my favorite Eagle Rare 17 that I've had, and you know, both of them that I had. No, I've had more than two, but
more than two today.
This one might be my favorite. I mean, I thought last year's was stellar, and I think this one is better than last year's. You know, so Maury.
I can't say I disagree. I think it's a beautiful whiskey.
Sure you
whiskey.
Can. Just go ahead and say it.
Go ahead. Okay, I disagree.
Yeah, there you go.
This year's is a beautiful release again. Eagle Rare 17 is a perennial favorite. It's always an amazing whiskey. This whiskey is just simply beautiful. I love the cherries and the vanilla. The nose is like a cream soda. It's like sticking your nose in a cream soda. And I'm not a big cream soda fan, but this just... To me, this is with the ultimate cream soda, vanilla and cream. And again, all the things you said on the palate, you're getting caramel, coffee, you're getting that creaminess, the vanilla, a hint of pepper, not a lot of herb, but just a little hint of pepper. And then you're right, the finish just goes on for miles.
And those cherries cherries and vanilla just came back right up with that finish as it goes, as it just like lingers down your... So
decidedly beautiful. Different. Interesting how old it is. Interesting that it's 18 plus years, so even though they're calling it 17.
And it's not, you know what? It's not like woody when you think 18 years, you think it's going to be like, okay, well, let me get this wood. And instead, it's like a cream bomb, you know?
It's because it's the first floor of the warehouse.
It's low floor, first floor, so they had less evaporation, obviously, even than the third floor from the Saz 18. And it's beautiful. And again, I think they did it right on the proof. I think had they gone higher on the proof, although we like it, I think the problem would be that we would be having a little too much wood and a little bit too much tannin. So I think it worked nicely the way they proofed it. It's a beautiful whiskey.
Yeah, this is great.
Justin. Being on the low floor helps so much, especially in the warehouses they've got there. You know, if it's got an earthen floor, you get down on that bottom brick even in the summertime and it's
cool.
It's cool. Yeah. You know, I mean, you're getting that evaporation cool of the low. Moisture coming out of the soil. So
I know it's cool and damp.
Yeah. It really helps. So, you know, that's really helped it a lot. What do you think, Justin?
So the most interesting aspect of this spirit for me was it's the most complex exhale on the finish when you're breathing out after you've drank the bourbon that I've ever had. You get half the potency of all the notes on the palate that I had before. Caramel, coffee, the oak, and the pepper. So this thing doesn't leave you early, and it's wonderful while it's visiting. What do the rest of you guys think?
Yeah,
he's so wordy, you know?
I know that.
My
I don't
mind
know.
Is a raging torrent. Flooded with rivulets of thought cascading into a waterfall of creative alternatives.
Ditto, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing that hit me first on this was after just taking that first sip was the initial exhale, and it just absolutely explodes your entire head on that exhale.
Yeah, and if you were to give this to anybody and say, how old is this? Mm-hmm. There's nobody going to come close to say it's 18 years.
It's, again, like Maury said, cream soda. It is like a cream soda, the best cream soda you've ever had in your life on the nose.
And the other thing is, I don't think they probably added a whole lot of water. Remember, on the first floor, they tend to lose proof and pick up moisture. So I'll bet you this is pretty close to what it came out of the barrel at.
Yeah, most likely. Right. I mean, but that cream soda note is just vanilla cream, fresh cut oak, very, very, very subtle, you know, not musty old wood, but very fresh, clean oak. Yeah. A little touch of the cherries on the tip of the nose. And then on the palate, it is like the best caramel latte on earth on the front of the tongue. You get a nice finish of the oak, you get a little bit of pepper, you get a little bit of a little hint of herb, and then on that exhale, again, the exhale alone makes this thing worth the price of entry.
Yeah, I don't know what they use for a char for this, but I imagine it's like a number two char or number three. And I know it's not, wouldn't be an alligator char, but
tastes like a three char.
Yeah, it's good though. It's delicious.
Do we have any info
on that exhale? I'm picking up cedar.
Yeah.
Fresh cedar?
Yeah. Definitely a cedar chest.
The last note.
Take it and just give that real deep, very slow exhale through your nose and tell me you don't get the cedar out of that.
Do we have any info this year as to the production? Last year they had increased all of them substantially. I haven't heard
number
much
of bottles.
Year.
It wasn't in the press release. It came with our samples. So I don't have it. I can probably look it up on the computer when I'm not talking, because I don't, you know, when they put the spreadsheet, the end of the letters inside of each of the three bottle boxes. But the exact number, I don't have off the top of my head. I'm hoping that it's 15 times more than they did last year.
That'd be great.
You still won't find one.
Still won't find it, but you know, at least somebody will.
Right. I mean, they have
You still won't get one, but maybe the bars will have it.
Right. You get a shot at the bar.
So I might be able to find us, you know, a drink once in a while, which would be nice. But yeah, it's fantastic. And we're rating the Eagle Rare 17, 5 sips.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover. Avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we are in the middle of our fall release episode number one, talking about some of the fine whiskeys from the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection. We just finished doing the Eagle Rare 17, a well-deserved 5 sips. So we're going to move on to our next whiskey in the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
Well, I'm really excited to talk about William the Rue Weller, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's 67.25% alcohol by volume, or 134.5 proof. Last year, the Antique Collection's uncut, unfiltered, weeded recipe bourbon received a gold medal at the Los Angeles International Spirits Competition. This year's release was distilled in the winter of 2008 and aged in warehouses I and C on the 3rd, 5th, and 6th floors. 73% was lost to evaporation. The Angels are drunk right now. At 12 years and 6 months of age. So, it's a beautiful chestnut color. The nose is amazing. Great spice. Vanilla. A little bit of almonds and light fruit. And you'll never forget the nose. On the palate, it's like a soft caramel chew, spearmint, cinnamon. And this has a super long finish, and it just gets better until it finally fades away. And you will not taste the really high proof. You could drink this and really be surprised. What do you think, Maury?
Nice description, Justin. I love this whiskey. The William LaRue Weller has been my perennial favorite from the collection, and this year does not disappoint. Bob, can I give it an 11? Or do I have to stick to 5?
These so, go to 11.
So. Yeah.
I mean, these whiskeys are unbelievable. It's hard to imagine that anybody could sell something and even break even, much less make a profit at 73% loss. That's a huge angel share. And obviously higher than the last one because of the higher floors and things of that nature. But at 12 years old, it just isn't going to get any better. It's a fantastic whiskey. It's just got layers upon layers upon layers of flavor. The nose was amazing. The palate was amazing. The finish is amazing. It's just, if you can try it, if you can buy it.
Start to 11.
Do it. Brent?
Yeah. You know, when we talked about the vanilla and the cream on the Eagle Rare 17, and this has those same characteristics with the vanilla and the cream on the nose.
But amped up.
Oh, but really amped up, yeah. Like that one was amazing. This one, like, okay, drop the mic because this one is just coming at you. And you know, when it's 134.5 proof, there is no way that you can put it at that proof when you're tasting it, because it is just, this is just a little bit of heaven here. Just smooth, delicious. It's just the mouthfeel. It just coats your entire mouth.
How much water did you add?
I don't add water to this one.
This one?
This one. Yeah. You know what I did with the water? I threatened it with the water.
Yeah.
I just kind of waved the water above it.
Yeah, I hold the bottle over it.
And go, I held it. This one. Yeah.
I drank it on a rainy day once. Does that count?
Yeah. Inside under an umbrella.
Under a table, under an umbrella.
Just to make sure no water got in it, you know?
Yeah, but this is just, oh my God.
Yeah, this is beautiful. And the finish, the thing about the finish on this, it doesn't stop.
No.
Like you can't, I mean.
No.
It,
10 minutes nope. later, you're still tasting.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it just goes on and on. And
it's William LaRue Weller.
I mean,
that's all you have to say.
Right. I mean, this one is better than last year's.
It's like a Werther's stuck inside a caramel with a little bit of spearmint and cinnamon. It's just, it's.
And it's beautiful.
Fantastic.
One shot in the morning, you'll enjoy it all day.
Oh, yeah.
What more is there to say? Honestly, what more is there to say? It's just.
Nope. I'll be searching for this one.
I have one more thing to say.
I'll be searching for this one. I'm not finding.
May I have another?
Yeah, may I have another?
William LaRue Weller, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. 2020 edition, 5 sips. Well deserved. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's, you know, could it possibly get any better? I mean,
I don't know.
It possible?
No.
Well, Bob.
Let the games begin.
Thank you, Ben. Well, executive privilege. Now we're going to go to my favorite Death Row bourbon. The George T. Stagg Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. This is 65.2% ABV, 130.4 proof. This is the proverbial powerhouse favorite of the antique collection. Last year's release got 97 points from the 2020 Ultimate Spirits collection. This year's release contains bourbon from barrels filled in the spring of 2005. Storage location of these barrels were across different warehouses, L, K, and Q, and the evaporation loss for this year's batch was 59%. It's a little bit higher than the last couple of years' releases. Last year was 56. I think the year before that was 54 or 55. Comes in at 15 years, 4 months of bottling. On the nose, just, oh my gosh. It just smells big. It just smells huge. Just, oh, caramel, cinnamon, dark burnt brown sugar, dark, dark, dark cherries and syrup. And then, on the palate, there you go. Bang. That George T. Stagg hit in the face with a brick. But creamy vanilla, just coating the mouth and the front of the palate and the teeth. Almost a light smoky hint to it. A little bit of the char is coming through. And, you know, I don't think they filter these things with much more than a sieve. The oak tannins in this are huge, but it is by far not over-oaked in any way, shape, or form. Just every bit of the large, huge, big oak pow that you want comes out. And dark, dark, dark cherries. Finish on this is great. Like a dark, dark coffee mocha. Again, dark cherries, burnt brown sugar. Last year's was good. This year's is better. What'd you guys think?
Well, this one hits you. Yeah. I mean, right, you know, right. But I mean, it's, you know, this one here is, you don't like to compare them all the time, but I have to compare the antique collection.
Yeah.
You know, and this is 130.4 proof, where the William Blue Weller was 134 proof. And that just drank smooth. This one just kind of like knocks you, and it makes it knocks you. And you know you're drinking 130 proof bourbon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know it. There's no doubt about it.
This is Stag.
Right.
Last year they were flipped. Last year the Weller was the bang in the face, and the Stag was the soft. Right.
And the Stag was very low proof last year.
It was very soft, very muted. Just it was the Weller, and Weller was the Stag. And this year they're right back to where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, because it's 130.
Right with the world.
Yep. Yeah, it's 130 proof, and it hits you like it's 130 proof. It lets you know it's like, listen, you're drinking me.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not going to add any water to you either, because we're going to love this just how we are. It's all that cherries, the caramel, the cinnamon. You get that oak. Yeah. It's all a powerhouse
We're back to what I love. We're back to the Stag that I love.
Yes, we're back to the powerhouse of Stag. Yeah. I think we kind of missed that last year.
The brick to the teeth, baby.
You know? Last year wasn't bad, but this is definitely back where it belongs.
Right. It was different, and I loved it. Don't get me wrong, but it was not the normal profile.
And
this year we're back, baby.
We're back. Yes, it's back to hitting you with the power and the flavor. I mean, it's not just the heat, it's the flavor, it's the mouthfeel, it's that warm hug finish as you finish it up.
You can just feel your insides just being cradled.
Hug me.
Oh, yeah, this is Kentucky hug, you know, baby.
This is the true Kentucky
this
hug.
This is a bear hug.
Yeah, Maury?
You know, I don't really have a whole lot to add.
I'm
speechless. it's an amazing whiskey. I didn't find it quite as powerhouse as you described in terms of the 130 proof. I think coming off of the Weller, my palate was well lubricated, and so I didn't really mind it. But I agree that if you're first of the morning whiskey, you're going to know the 130's there. But
it's not a proof bomb in the sense of this is the biggest proof bomb you've ever had.
Right.
But like he was saying, the Weller's 4 points higher, and you'd never know.
Right.
This drinks like it's 130. The Weller didn't. You know, this drinks more like it's 135, and the Weller drinks like it's more like it's 120.
20. No, I agree with you 1,000%. Again, another amazing whiskey. It's just, I can't really add anything except let me drink in peace.
Yeah.
Justin?
I mean, it is literally perfect the way it is, but I would love to try it with a prime ribeye and finish off with a nice mild Macanudo to have like another dimension on the experience, but it's insane.
Well, we're going to rate the 2020 George T. Stagg Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, Bob's favorite death row blend. 5 sips.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on to our last whiskey of the evening. We're going to have Maury tell us all about that one.
Thank you, Bob. The last whiskey will be the Four Roses 2020 Limited Edition Small Batch. 55.7% ABV or 111.4 proof. It is non-chill filtered. Always one of the most sought-after releases every fall, this year's Four Roses limited edition small batch is made from a blend of four different hand-selected batches, aged 12 to 19 years. These batches represent four of the distillery's 10 distinct bourbon recipes. There's a 12-year-old bourbon from the OBSV recipe, a 12-year-old OESV recipe, a 16-year-old OESK, and a 19-year-old OBSK.
Just give me that. Give me that cask.
It'd be fun to try that
one. Roll that out.
I mean,
put it in the back of the car. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Again, the colors are all deep and beautiful, a mahogany / burnt copper. This one's interesting in that you get a lot of unusual things on the nose, like orange peel, a lot of honey, and definitely vanilla, and even some apples. On the palate, we've got apricot, pear, red berries. There's definitely a lot of fruit going on the palate.
Mm-hmm.
More fruit than spice, for sure. It's definitely a more finesse-driven bourbon than, say, the last one or two.
Yeah, a little more feminine style. We're drinking this one after the stag because they're like polar opposites.
Yes, it is polar opposite. Much more finesse, more feminine, just layers of complexity and flavor. The palate finishes off with a little bit of rye spice, a little bit of oak, a little bit of fruit. Another beautiful whiskey. It's a perennial favorite of mine. It's another one that's gotten extremely hard to get. And if you see it on a shelf, order a shot. And you won't be sorry.
Justin? Well, what did you call it, Brent? When you tasted it, what was your first words?
Oh, this is not a kick-in-your-face bourbon. This is Mellow Moments.
There you go.
You know, they have the club, the Mellow Moments Club, and this one really is the Mellow Moments. I mean, it's got two of my favorite recipes. I mean, the OBSV is just a solid recipe. Yeah.
Always.
I mean, it's like always recipe. And the OESK, some of my favorites have been the OESK.
Single barrels we've ever shared have been OESK.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got their own recipes that they like. And, you know, some people like the Q, some people like the OESO and stuff. And there's nothing wrong with any of the recipes.
Yeah, they're all great.
Right.
They're all just different.
Yeah. It all depends on the run, where it came from, all different things and stuff. But this one is just that nice, beautiful hug. Lovely. I want to run around in the field of flowers, in the field of roses, just kind of take it all in. You know, you got the fruits, the honey, vanilla, you got the red berries. The finish doesn't stop either.
It's a very long
finish.
For a mellow whiskey, just keeps finishing.
It doesn't disappear.
Yeah. Right. It's not a kick. This one is a finesse. This one's really a finesse bourbon, where it's not a kick you in your face bourbon. Real finesse, a lot went into this to make it like this, and it's appreciated. It's lovely, lovely. So, Justin?
So, it is really easy to take a lot of bottles of bourbon, mix them together, and make them worse than all of them. Four Roses does not do that. They really take component parts and they make them better, and they do it year after year after year. And unlike many of the really popular spirits that are the same from year to year to year, they do it differently, and they do it differently in a good way. So every year it's a nice surprise what you're going to get out of the Four Roses 2020. This is no exception. On the nose, the orange peel really stood out. On the palate, the apricot. And on the finish, the oak for me. What do the rest of you think?
Well, when I drink this, I just sit back and I just... heaven. Absolute heaven. I mean...
in a mellow heaven at that.
I love it. I love the Four Roses limited small batch. I look forward to it every year. Every year it's different. It never disappoints. But this one is exemplary. Congratulations to Brent and the team there. They've done an amazing job this year. It's just so, like he said, this is a Mellow Moments bourbon. This thing just, it sneaks up on you. And the most amazing part is the finish. So We're rating the Four Roses small batch. 5 sips.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
Well, that's all the time we have today. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Well, can we get 7 more?
You dang sure didn't enjoy it as much as we did, I assure you of that. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap the subscribe button. The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or the guy down the street, play podcasts, Sip Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback. You can reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at Sip Sud Smokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. And you'll also be able to interact with the thousands of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. It's a big help for us, and you get to see your feedback as well. You'll be seeing pictures of these bottles as well as some of the other fall releases we're doing on our Instagram page for Sip Sud and Smokes or at Made Man Bob. I want to thank our co-host for joining us. Who am I kidding? Thank me for joining us.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Thank the people who sent us this.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, you know.
Thank you, Brent, for coming and consuming this horrible drack of whiskey.
Yes, there's nothing left in any glass that has to go into the old spit bucket.
It's like watching a dog lick the inside of a Coke bottle. I swear he can reach the bottom of a Glencairn, and I am impressed.
As you should be.
Thank you, Maury.
Again, Bob, spectacular day in the basement. Can't thank you enough.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Bob. An amazing year of whiskey, and I can't wait to do this again next year.
Hey, and the thing is we're not done yet because this is our first of the fall release. We've got more coming, so we've got enough for another episode, maybe even an episode after that. We'll see.
Oh.
Well, thanks for joining us. Remember, life's too short to drink bad whiskey.
There's no bad whiskey today.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.